You're listening to Comedy Central.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
It's a new year, but it's the same old, no law, just vibe Supreme Court. I'm Melissa Murray.
I'm Leah Littman.
I'm Kate Shaw. And we are the hosts of the Strict Scrutiny podcast on Crooked Media, who also happen to be constitutional law professors in our free time.
Join us each week as we unpack what's on the docket for the Supreme Court term and break down the latest headlines while still managing a laugh or two.
So whether you're a lawyer, a law student, or just trying to make sense of what these cases mean,
Strict Scrutiny has got you covered.
New episodes out every Monday, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for some bad decisions.
W. Kamau Bell, welcome to The Daily Show.
Yeah, maybe my last time.
Welcome. What do you mean your last time?
I just feel like I might be doing my last.
You know what I appreciate you, my friend, is the last time we spoke was like in the heart of the pandemic. I was in my apartment and you, I think, at home as well. Yeah. And we're talking and I said, you know, Kamau, every single time I see you talking about racism, you're always bringing the room down, you're talking about racism. And I see you felt that as a challenge. You were like, you know what, Trevor, I'm going to show you.
Yeah.
And this time, we're going to talk about Bill Cosby.
Oh, you thought I brought the room down before. The room is down, and they're down. A lot of them are down on me right now. So.
Why would you choose to do this? I remember you calling me and you said, hey, I'm doing this documentary about Bill Cosby. Would you like to be in it? And I was like, no.
Yeah.
There is no reason I would want to be part of this documentary. But no, but in all honesty, it's because, I know this is strange to say, Bill Cosby just was not a cultural influence
in my life.
No,
we talked about that.
Yeah.
We talked about that.
And it was so weird to me because I'm glad I've watched this documentary made because now I truly understand how big Bill Cosby actually was. So tell me why. Why do you think we need to talk about Cosby?
I appreciate you talking about that phone call because I got a lot of no's from a lot of people, and I've been very clear about, other than obviously Hannibal Buress, I haven't said who said no, so thank you for outing yourself here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, so a lot of people said no?
Of course.
Well, I only said no because I didn't feel like I could add to the conversation.
I mean, yes, I understand that, but I'm saying like a lot of, I mean, if you stack the yeses next to the no's.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's, and you know, and a lot of people had a lot of, I mean, I had some really great conversations like the one I had with you with people for a long time that ended in no. Yeah.
So when you were getting all the no's, did you think, ooh, should I not be making this thing?
Yeah. That was one of the many times I thought. And right now, as I sit here, should I be making this thing? It's like, I can't explain it other than I'm always drawn to difficult conversations.
Yes,
that's kind of my thing.
Yeah.
And because Bill Cosby was such a huge cultural, racial figure in my life and so charted a path that I was like, that's the path I should be on. Do good work, be a comedian, but also do good in the world. Like a lot of black folks, specifically of my generation and older, we were just gutted to find out about all these allegations and then wrestled with, do I believe them? And I believe them. And so it's like, and that conversation's going in my head all the time. Every time he makes an appearance or sends out a tweet. And like, I'm always thinking about it and talking to other people about it. And I found myself in a position where I was talking to the producers of this doc about it, and they were like, they had never thought about it this way, and so this is where we ended up. But yeah, I can only say I was compelled to do it by something that was not rational.
I think you doing it has honestly opened up one of the hardest conversations that we need to be having in society, not just specifically about Bill Cosby, but about society as a whole, right? It feels like, especially when you watch this docuseries, that there are almost, you know, three generations of people that are going to exist.
Yes.
There are the people who came up with Cosby.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you are sort of in the heart of that.
Yeah.
Like Cosby.
As a child, Cosby was one of the influences.
He shaped you.
Racing.
No, shape was part of shaping you, really, you know? I mean, people were talking about this, you know, just before we came out for this interview, like my producers, and they were talking about how, like, in white families, they were like, Cosby's, this is the biggest thing. It wasn't about black or white, it was Cosby.
He was America's dad.
America's
not black
dad.
America's dad.
Yeah. And he had done so much. And, you know, we talk about how, you know, you learn this in the documentaries, like how Cosby changed stuntmen in America. Like Cosby was the one who said, hey, you can't have white guys in blackface doing a stunt, just get black stuntmen. He changed Hollywood forever.
Yeah. There were no black stunt performers under contract until Bill Cosby.
So you have this generation of people who goes, man, Bill Cosby changed my world in all the best ways.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have the now generation who goes like, well, I just know Bill Cosby as the rapist guy, right? And then you have the generation that goes like, how do we live with the myth and the man?
Yeah, and that's...
Did you answer that question in the documentary for yourself?
I think the way we is to deal with all of it. I think the only way you can deal with it, like Roland Martin makes a great point of like, you can't talk about you can't talk about America in the 21st century without talking about Bill Cosby. And I think he says Black America, but you can't talk about America in the 21st century without talking about Bill Cosby. But you can't also ignore all the things that have come out in the 21st century.
Right.
And so for me, this whole doc is about creating a space to talk about all of it. It's we need to talk about Cosby, not here's my thoughts on Cosby. And as you can see from that clip, there's nuance, there's anger, there's sorrow. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of it is based in conflict or roiling frustration. And you have to talk about all of it because otherwise we lose essential parts of American history. For a lot of people, I'm hearing like they've been waiting for this conversation to happen in some format. And the other problem in America, we have the, like, it's not time now.
Yes,
anytime there's any major conversation, it just felt like when I started, he was in prison. I felt like it's time, and then he got out.
He got out on the last day of filming.
Yeah.
I had two questions. One, how did you feel about that? And two, did you ever reach out to him to be a part of the documentary?
So he got out on the last day of filming. It was one of the most surreal days of my life up until tomorrow when he releases a statement about the doc. The surreality will continue. You know, I thought maybe the project goes away, and also, yay, maybe the project goes away, you know, because it's just so hard to make. I didn't reach out to him because I was always clear that, one, it's a conversation about him. It's not a true crime documentary.
It's not about finding out what this person
thinks. It's a conversation about the legacy and the work and also the allegations that I believe, as I said. And it just felt like we had worked hard as a team to earn the survivor's trust, to sit down and have these conversations in a more wide open way. And that would have felt like a real betrayal of their trust to put Bill Cosby into this.
One thing I appreciated in this documentary is how you're having those conversations. You know, it feels like you had to tackle it in a nuanced way. You didn't just go like, so what happened? It seemed like there was more to the conversation. What do you think we missed in some of the ways we were trying to have conversations in and around Cosby and in many of his survivors who came out?
It was really important for me and the filmmakers and the other producers to go, let's show who these people were. Let's bring them in the doc when they're just commenting on the time and the era. And if they have good memories of Bill Cosby, let's bring them in to talk about that. Because then the thing happens, like, maybe some woman is telling you about how Playboy worked and Hugh Hefner was, another man who's in this era. Mm-hmm. And you go, oh, she's an expert because she was in Playboy magazine and she was a playmate. And then you go, oh, wait, she's a survivor. So you get to meet her as a human being who's an expert in her life and her field. And you're not bringing all that the survivor's about to tell me a story to.
Right, right. Is it possible to separate the artist from the art? Do you think it is possible?
I mean, I would say this. We separate the art from the artist all the time.
Hmm.
There are so many ways. It could be musicians, could be actors. Where they don't have to be criminals, but you go, like right now, you're talking about Eric Clapton. You know what I mean? There are a lot of people who don't agree with any of his vaccine stances, but maybe felt touched by the song Tears in Heaven. You know what I mean? Like, so we do that all the time. We just don't think about it until it becomes somebody who's so seminal as Bill Cosby, where if I go, I can't watch this stuff anymore, and you go, I can, then it becomes a fight of you mad at me for because you think I don't understand and because you don't think I'm taking him seriously. And so for me, I'm like, in this doc, we can take the art seriously, but we have to talk about the other stuff.
Well, I'll tell you this, man. This documentary, I can't imagine how hard and scary it was to make.
It's still scary right now, Trevor.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. But honestly, I appreciate it just on a personal level because I think it gives people an opportunity to consume an extremely complicated story and a complicated legacy in one of the most nuanced ways possible. So thank you for that. Thank you for putting yourself on the line.
And just be clear.
And I want you to know, if your career ends, I will like claim that I never knew you. But I appreciate what you did.
I will respect that. This tape will be deleted. I understand.
No, man, for real, man. Congratulations and thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Trevor.
We Need to Talk About Cosby premieres January 30th only on Showtime.
The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition. Subscribe to The Daily Show on YouTube for exclusive content and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
The hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life and music of an icon who inspired generations through his message of love, peace, and unity. If you missed Bob Marley, One Love in the theaters, now's your chance to watch at home. Stream the hit movie now on Paramount Plus, rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off. Starts Friday and open Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.